The shortage of flu vaccine has become an issue in the presidential campaign, but it's local politics that has commentator Baxter Black paying closer attention.
I have always gently refused to make public political endorsements, as many of my Washington, D.C. friends know. That was, of course, until a dear, dear friend decided to run for a local position on the city council. I explained that making a radio commercial for her would violate my code of ethics, destroy my integrity, and immediately make me an enemy of half the population. She said I had no choice. Resigned, I asked her what her platform was. Civility, she said. Friends, are you tired of bitter partisan politics? City council members treating each other like shoplifters? Politicians barking like dogs and spraying paint on their opponents' elect me signs? Have narrow minds or boring cliches become the norm of political discourse? Maybe it's time to inject some civility into the city council. Abby X has devoted herself to remaining polite in the face of adversity, to turning the other cheek to rudeness, to ignoring boorish behavior. As she has always said, the fork goes on the left. You say please and thank you and ask to be excused when you're done. Is that too much to ask? You do not interrupt when someone else is speaking. You are not required to listen, although you might benefit, but you do not win an argument simply by talking louder. Abby X has been a schoolteacher, home canner, taught piano lessons, raised a family, has 8 grandchildren, and makes chewy brownies. And I can say she adds decorum to any room that she walks into, and city council would be no exception. All politicians don't have to shout to be heard. I think it was President Monroe who said, speak softly and enunciate. Most of you who can vote remember when politicians were people with dignity. So if you want someone to represent you that is smart, has good taste, is industrious, and knows the city, vote Abby X for city council. Remember, moral victory belongs not to the crude, but the courteous.
Thank you, Baxter. Those were the comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal vet Baxter Black.